I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Testimony time. Oh, shall we put our hands together as we invite our brother Augustine to come and give us a powerful testimony. Oh, come on, encourage him as he comes. It's a long way walking up here. Oh, yes.
Amen. I just want to give a testimony and thank our father, the bishop. I was listening to his podcast. I've been listening to it a lot, and I've been receiving all the prayers. And wow. One of the prayers he was praying was, this week you will receive miracle money. He's been praying that a lot. He's been praying that a lot throughout. And actually, I was getting charged by my gym back in San Jose, and then I called them, and we were on the phone, and I told them, I'm like, I'm not there. And then they was like, okay, send us your schedule of your school to prove that you're here, and I send them my schedule of my school. So then the manager is the one that they actually transferred me to the manager, and he said that not only are we not going to stop charging you, but we're going to refund you all the money that we took out of your account. So I just want to thank God for blessing Bishop and blessing us to have the podcast. Amen.
Oh, amen. May you receive miracle money. Amen. Wow. That's my brother, so I'm sure I'll taste some of that miracle money. Amen.
Your word. afraid, yet he seems so far. When I talk to him, it seems that he doesn't even hear. How can I love God who I cannot see? But this is my dream, the goal of my life. So take my life. Show me how to love you more. I don't wanna serve without loving you. Help me to keep your commandments. What have you told me that I'm not doing? Where have you sent me that I'm not going? Am I holding back? I want to sacrifice all for you. Loving you with all of my heart. Keep your commandments. What have you told me that I'm not doing? Where have you sent me that I'm not going? Am I holding back? I want to sacrifice all for you. Loving you with all of my heart. So take to thee.
don't want to serve without loving Him. Amen. Oh, are you blessed to be in the house of God this morning? Are you ready for what is coming? Amen. Oh, why don't you be on your feet? Amen. Oh, and with a loud clap and a loud shout, amen, shall we welcome our Father and our Pastor, Apostle Joel. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. All right. I guess we can pray while you're standing. Amen. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for the blessedness of this opportunity to hear your word. We pray, Lord, that you bless the preaching, the teaching, hearing, and understanding of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. And I want to remind you that this week is QFC week. Amen. This is the week of our annual Mounting of the Lord Convention. Hallelujah. And, you know, our church is now divided into 10 different denominations. And our denomination is QFC, which is Kodesh Family Church. Kodesh Family Church, that's us. And this week is when we have our Mountain of the Lord Convention. Amen. And we will be blessed to have our dear Papa and Prophet Bishop Dagg himself ministering to us. Hallelujah. So, I mean, I would have wished that all of us could just go over to Ghana. You should pray that I get a private jet and I'll just fly all of you with me to Ghana. Hallelujah. But for those who are not able to make it to Ghana, I want you to connect with the meeting. Hallelujah. Because you're a part of it. And I'm sure they'll be streaming it live. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so wherever you are, I want you to dial into it, connect to it, and receive the blessings as they're happening live. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? I have a little clip I wanted to show to you. And just a little something. So Pastor Munene is going to show it. Yeah. In exactly 5 days, this powerful event is happening. Hallelujah. All right. Is it coming? All right. You know, I'll show it to you before you go, okay? So let's preach. Amen. Now, I want to share with you. Did we pray already? We did, right? Okay. So this is blessed, right? This is blessed. Okay. The food is already blessed. Let's start eating it. Amen. Okay. Now, today I want to share with you something else. Amen. Which is closely linked to what we've been talking about. We've been sharing about tithing. Amen. And it's a very important subject, tithing. Every Christian must be a tither. Amen. Learn to become a tither. Now, one of the reasons why people do not tithe is because of this subject I'm going to share. And so I'm sharing from the book, Those Who Forget. Those Who Forget. Hallelujah. Those Who Forget. Those Who Forget. Those Who Forget. Amen. The unrighteousness of those who forget. Now, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. Okay. It says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have shown or showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Amen. He says, you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And he says, God is not unrighteous to forget. Hallelujah. Now, just put a pause right there and let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's read from verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 16. Here, the Bible is talking about Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 16. It says, God who fed you. Okay, well, if you go all the way back to verse 12, it says, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Listen, the day is coming when everything you have is going to multiply. Hallelujah. Amen. Including your silver and your gold. Hallelujah. How many could use some multiplied silver and multiplied gold? Well, receive it in the name of Jesus. You should believe these prophecies and these blessings. Hallelujah. I was enjoying Augustine's testimony, you know, because it's not, you see, you take some of these things for granted. But you see, when people owe you money, one of the hardest things is even to get the person to acknowledge that they owe you money. You get it? And then when they owe you money, even after they have acknowledged they owe you, how to get them to give it back to you? I tell you. So it's a blessing when someone says, listen, we're going to pay you back the money. We're going to give it back to you. And they actually credit it back to you. And suddenly you have money that you were not expecting. That kind of money is called miracle money. Hallelujah. May you receive miracle money in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not a joke. You should believe it. Amen. Well, I'm going to believe it. Yeah, when I get my miracle money, maybe I can share a little bit with you. Amen. But believe God for your own miracle money. Amen. But look at it. It says that God has brought his people, verse 8 or verse 10, when thou hast eaten and art full, and then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Amen. Then it says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Amen. He said, you have to be careful that you don't forget. So can you imagine that somebody is blessed and the immediate effect of the blessing is that they forget. They forget how they came into the blessing. They forget who blessed them. They forget how things were before. They forget how things were before they came into that place of blessing. Amen. So God seems to be warning his people that, look, things are going to get better. Hallelujah. Amen. Things are going to get better. Amen. Amen. I sense some people, I cannot get a feeling that some people are not receiving this. I mean, your whole attitude is more like, you know, I've heard this before. I've heard this before. But you know something? You know, there is a guy in the Bible called Peter. Do you understand? Peter had gone fishing all night. And he is the experienced fisherman. And he has used all his fishing strategies and everything he has learned from fishing. Do you get it? Yeah, all fishing school. Yeah. And everything he had learned, he had applied it all night and caught nothing. Then a preacher who knows nothing about fishing, a preacher who's never fished before, comes to him and says to him, cast your net here, right here. He said, let down your net for a catch. And he was telling him to let down his net for a catch, not in the deep sea, but right where the boat was. He just said, right there, just let down your net for a catch. And I think it must have been annoying to him. So he is in some kind of contemplation. And then he says, Lord, we toiled all night and caught nothing. It's like, I've done this. What you are saying, I've done it. I've done it before. I've done it before. I've done it all night. But because you said so, I'm going to do it one more time. That was the end of poverty. That was the end of not catching fish and toiling and catching nothing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, I don't know how many times you have received a prophecy or you think you have received a prophecy, but you must never be tired of receiving prophecies. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because you say amen and you believe it, and the prophecy you believe is the one that is going to happen in your life. Hallelujah. And so you must believe and receive. As good things are spoken over your life, you must believe it and receive it and believe it and receive it and believe it and receive it until you actually see it manifest in your life. Can I have an amen? Right. So you sit up. Amen. So I'm reading a scripture. I'm just reading Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm talking about those who forget. Right. And you can see that some of the people who forget are people who have been blessed. Can you see that? Right. So he's saying, when you have eaten, verse 10, and you are full, and then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God. So it's like when things are working out, you see, when your expectations have been met, to eat and be full is to be satisfied. Do you understand? And to be satisfied is to have your dreams come true, is to have your expectations met, is to get what you wanted. Do you understand? And it says, when things have worked out as you expected them to be, when things have gone the way you expect them to go, then what you must do is closely linked to God. God is the one that comes first. Wow. Are you getting it? When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord. It's not even saying that you must give to your cousin or you must give to others or buy a new house or get a new car. It's not saying any of those things. God must come first. From the point you are satisfied, when your dreams have been fulfilled and when God has done what you expected him to do, the first person who must come into the picture is God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, the first person who must feel that something has changed in your life must be God. Hallelujah. Yeah, not people, not your children. God. God first. Not your beloved. Not your beloved. Yeah. Just because your boss promised you a little raise, you've gone to buy flowers. The first person who is experiencing the effect of the raise is your beloved. And even the race has not yet come. You see, just the promise. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? So he says that when you have eaten, then you must bless the Lord for the good land which he has given thee. Then verse 11, beware that thou forget not. Beware means watch out. Right. Now, if you have to watch out, then it means it is a common temptation and a common thing that happens to people. That if you didn't watch out for it, you're probably likely to slip into it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many years ago, I used to take the subway, the trains in London. And there was a particular station, I forget which one, but I just remember a particular station where when the train would stop, then there would be a recorded voice that would say, mind the gap. Right, because the train station, in that particular station, was in a kind of a curve. It was a curve, and so there was a little gap between the train and the platform. And so as soon as the train would stop, then they would start to make that announcement, mind the gap. Mind is like watch out for the gap, right? And that was important because if you were not told that, you know, you are probably going to take that for granted and think you're stepping on the train, you know, just like any other day, and find your foot in the little gap between the train and the platform. Right. So when you see, when God himself is telling you, he said, beware. When things are working out, beware, beware. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments, in not doing what God says, because things are working out for you. Now you don't obey God anymore. Not forgetting the things that God has commanded and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Hallelujah. Then he goes on, verse 12, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses, you're going to live in a good house, beautiful home. You're going to have a home you like to go and, go back to and return to. Amen. Some people don't like going home because it's just chaos. You get confused when you enter the room, you know. You get it. But God is going to give you a place of rest. A home is supposed to be a place of rest. Do you understand? It's a place of comfort. That's why you say to someone, feel at home. You know, you tell someone, feel at home. What are you telling them? Be harassed. Is that what it means? No, you're telling them, be comfortable. You're telling them, relax. So God is going to give you a home where you like to. He's going to give you a bed you like to lie in. Yeah. A bed you like, a chair you like to sit in. Yeah, with Wi-Fi. Yeah. So you can watch videos and watch YouTube and be encouraged. Yeah. Not have a landlord who is splitting the Wi-Fi with you. And is fighting you all the time. You will build a good house and you will live there. Some people build a house and they can't live there. Yeah. They spend all their lives building the house and they die just before they can move in. But you will live in what you build. Can I have an amen? Verse 13. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply. Wow. And your silver and your gold is multiplied. And all that thou hast is multiplied. So God has a plan to multiply you. And everything you have will be multiplied. Amen. Multiplied means times something. Amen. Do you understand? Yeah, times something, isn't it? Yeah, so whatever you have, just start expecting. Put a time sign. Did you do a little math at school? Did you do well? Did you do well? You need to know at least enough math to be able to claim the blessings of God in your life. Huh? So do you know the time sign? All right, place it right next to everything that God has given you. Hallelujah. If you're a lover of shoes, place a time sign right there. Yeah, yeah. If you're a lover of dresses, place a time sign over there. Yes. Yeah. No, you should believe it. God is going to bless you to have more dresses. Yeah. You won't have to wear the same thing all the time and claim it's because you like it. You will have more than one that you like. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God is going to give you more than one car. Yeah. You're going to step outside your house and ask which one. Which one? You get it? And you'll be looking, you know, there are days when you feel kind of sporty and naughty, you know? Yeah, you feel like driving something that sits low, you know, which is a little loud, you know, something that connects you more directly to the engine, you know, something, you know. Then there'll be days when you feel like cruising and it needs to be quiet. So if you want the quiet one, it will be there. If you want the loud one, it will be there. God, look, I'm not saying, making this up. He says, all that thou hast is multiplied. Yeah, Daniel, if you have anything, God has a plan to multiply it. Hallelujah. Yeah, expect multiplication. Yes. It's really powerful. This is a very nice verse. Very powerful. Thy gold is multiplied. You're going to have enough money. I said, you're going to have enough money. This life of always calculating. You see. You're not a math teacher. You can't be calculating like that all the time, all your life. No. There has to be a season where there's a break. Where you can spend without calculating. You're not afraid. You're not afraid. Yeah. You won't walk into a restaurant and look at the menu and calculate and ask the people what percentage is tax, and you add it, and then you do a tip thing and add. And all this time the waiter is waiting to sit you down and you're calculating and thinking. You say, wait, I'm waiting for some people. No. God is bringing you to a place where you can enter a restaurant, amen, any restaurant, oh, yeah, and give yourself a treat.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Give yourself a treat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. One of the blessings God gives to people is the power to eat thereof. He says God gives a man, you know, riches. Then he gives him power to eat it, because there are two different blessings. One of them is that you have the thing, and then the other one is you have the ability to partake of it and enjoy it, to express yourself without fears, without anxiety. Do you understand? And without any of the things that keeps you from enjoying the fruit of your labor. Many of you work very hard. You go to work even when you don't feel well. Yeah. You've been working, your nose is running, you're working. You have a headache, you're working. Your feet are hurting, you're working. You're doing all these things and working so hard. then God gives you something. You should be able to enjoy it.
Why not?
Hallelujah. Amen. God has a plan to bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm encouraged by that verse. Oh, yeah. Thy gold will be multiplied.
Amen.
And thy silver will be multiplied.
Amen.
You're headed for wealth.
Amen.
Not poverty.
Amen.
In your destiny and in your future is wealth.
Amen.
You will do better than you're doing now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
God is going to bless you.
Amen.
You will do better.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't believe in God's blessing, you can take whatever you want. Anything you want to have instead of God's blessing, you can have. But I want God's blessing.
Amen.
Felix, I'm going for God's blessing.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, you're going to have blessings. You're going to have cars. You give some away. You can have this one.
Yeah.
You can have this. This is a blessing.
It's a blessing. It is a blessing.
Yeah. It's a blessing. You see, thy gold and all that thou hast is multiplied. Then verse 14 says, then your heart be lifted up. Do you see? You see, read verse 13 again. You see, now people are sitting down, right? Okay. Yeah, no, he's saying that you have to beware, because these are real dangers that come with prosperity and that come with things changing a little bit when people start to do well. You know, he says, beware that when your heads, you see, not if, he says, when, it's coming.
Amen.
When your heads and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold, you've got a little money, do you understand? And all of that has multiplied, then verse 14, your heart be lifted up. Your heart be lifted up. You become proud. And forget the Lord thy God. You forget God. Your heart be lifted up. And you forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. The house of bondage. An environment of tightness. Years of struggle. Bondage, when someone is in bondage, is the key feature is the absence of liberty. You can't express yourself. You can't buy what you want to buy. You can't eat what you want to eat. Do you understand? I mean, you have an appetite for something, but you have to eat something else. Because that one, if you buy small, it's a lot. You get it? So you have to eat that. You know, some people eat foods that draw or attract a lot of water.
Yeah.
Say, let me eat this because this one makes you drink a lot of water. So you feel full. But that's not what you feel like eating. But you see, there's an entertainment element in eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people can sell food.
Wow.
There's an entertainment element in eating. Eating is not just meant to fill your belly. It's also supposed to entertain you. It's supposed to make you happy. Do you understand? Yeah. It's supposed to just make you, enjoy. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you remember that you're going to have dinner tonight, it should bring joy. It should stir up some warm feelings.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not stress.
Hey.
Hallelujah. But God is taking you out of the house of bondage.
Amen.
A house of bondage means you live in bondage. Constantly tight. Constantly in difficult situations. And God says, I'm going to take you out.
Amen.
But you must be careful that you do not forget. It says, watch out that you do not forget, because your heart be lifted up. You become proud. Do you see? And you forget the Lord which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. And the next verse, 15. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Do you see? Yeah. He says, God led you through the wilderness. So it's a blessing, and it's comforting to know that you're in the wilderness. A wilderness is a season of dryness and a season of difficulty, and yet God is with you.
Amen.
Can you understand that? God is with you, God is leading you, and God is taking you out of the wilderness.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
But he said he brought you out of these places. And then verse 16, then who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, you know, which thy fathers knew not? Manna is provision you didn't expect.
Wow.
Provision from an unexpected source.
Wow.
These people were in the wilderness, and they would wake up in the morning and there was food everywhere around.
Wow.
You understand? And he says, God fed you with provision you didn't expect.
Wow.
Like what he did for Augustine.
Yeah.
That is manna right there.
Yeah,
yeah, he didn't expect it.
Yeah.
You understand? Like when your boss calls you up and says, listen, we decided to give you a little bonus or something.
Wow.
You didn't expect it. Wow. That's manna. You didn't expect it.
Amen.
You can't even explain it.
Yeah.
You don't know why you. It just came. And there's a lot more of that coming.
Amen.
In these days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. He said he fed you with manna which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, improvement is coming.
Amen.
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 And then verse 17, he says, and thou say in thy heart, do you see, when you forget God and your heart is lifted up, then you say in your heart that my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the mind behind all people who think and say that when you give tithe or give offerings in church and so on, it's like you're being cheated. Because it's like you're working and giving your money to the church. It's like your strength, your own strength. Why should you go to work and work and work and work and you give your money to the church? And he says that's a very easy place to be.
That's right.
That's why he says, watch out. My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. You say that I did it. God must be very experienced, because he must have done a lot of things for people. And he knows how people behave. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. And that goes with the feeling of being cheated. Because when you feel like, you know, I got this is the what my power and the might of my hand has produced, why should I give it to God or give it to the church? Do you see? And he says in verse 18, but thou shalt remember, which is the opposite of forgetting.
Yeah.
Instead of forgetting, he says, you must remember the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Right? For it is he. Everybody say, it is he.
It is he.
Say, not me.
Not me.
Say, it is he.
It is he.
It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Can you see that?
Yeah.
It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Anytime you see anything in your hand, you see any money in your hand, God wants you to remember that it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. Read it again. Everybody read that second. For it is He. Go from there. Go. For it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. Tell your neighbor. It is He that giveth thee power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. So this little thing here is what people forget. When they start bringing up all sorts of arguments about tithing or against tithing and giving and offerings and so on, then God says, you must remember. He says, it is because your heart is lifted up. Your heart is lifted up. That is why you are saying that it is your strength and your intelligence, you know, and your effort and your own ability that has brought you whatever you have. He says, no, you must remember. You must remember. You must remember. And God took them through difficult times. And He said His purpose was to prove them and to test them and to do them good in the end. But He was just warning them, you must beware, because people forget. People forget. People forget that it is God. It is God who gives you power to have wealth. So the multiplication is coming.
Amen.
But you must not forget God.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? And one of the things that tithing does is it is a way of remembering God. It gives you an opportunity to remember God. Anytime God gives you something and you take some of it, you take a tenth part of it and you bring it to the Lord, it is a way of remembering God. It is your way of acknowledging that it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. That you are saying the opposite of all the things that the other people are saying, which is you are saying that my own power did not get me this wealth. You are saying that God is the one who has helped me. You are saying without God, I wouldn't have had this. It is God who has allowed me to have something. This is God. This is from God. And you bring a piece of it and you bring it to Him and you say, Lord, I am just bringing this to You in acknowledgement of what You have allowed me to have. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is one of the reasons why tithing is important. When you take God's money and you take the tithe, you eat everything and you eat the tithe as well. What you are saying is that my own power, you know, has gotten me this wealth. So soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. You're saying, I deserve it because I worked for it. You should hear the way some people talk and how some people sound. I heard about a man who once asked his pastor, when his pastor was telling him to pay his tithe, he asked his pastor, do you know how much I earn? It's like my tithe is too much. If you knew how much I earn, you wouldn't be asking me to pay a tithe. It's like it's too much. Too much. It's like I earn a large amount of money and to take 10% of that just for a church. See, it's the lifted heart. You see, your heart is so lifted, you feel so big that you don't think God deserves anything out of what He has given you. So God was driving this point home. He said, I need you to remember. He said, I'm bringing you into a place of prosperity. And you should expect to prosper, honestly. If you're in this church, the grace upon our church is a grace for prosperity.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, and you must be partakers of the grace.
Amen.
The grace that is on our Father must be the same grace that you manifest and walk in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I have no doubt that God will bless you.
Amen.
I have no doubt that you are headed for wealth.
Amen.
I have no doubt that things will improve in
Amen.
Your life.
Amen.
That your struggles will not be like that forever.
Amen.
You cannot be afraid of California.
Yeah.
California cannot chase you out of itself.
Amen.
This is the land that God has given us.
Amen.
See, when Joshua went into the land, some people were afraid. They said there were giants in the land.
Hey.
They said this land, it eats its inhabitants. It means that everybody in it, it becomes poor. That there are so many bills in the land chews up the inhabitants. Joshua said, we like the land.
Yeah.
He said, as for me, I like it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
California will not chase you out of
Amen.
Itself. You will prosper here in California.
Amen.
In defiance.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right. No matter where they take the gas prices, you're going to buy the gas. You buy the gas. Yeah. That's right. And we'll come to church. We'll visit places. Yeah. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You must not be afraid. Don't be afraid of the place. You know, Isaac was getting ready to run away from some place in Genesis chapter 2. Maureen, do you know what I'm talking about?
He,
in Genesis chapter 26, I mean, the times were tough. And everybody was migrating into Egypt. And Isaac also organized himself, getting ready to go. I mean, he had some connections, tried to get a visa for Egypt, and he was just getting ready to check out of the place. But the Lord came to him and said, Isaac, you don't have to go anywhere. I am the God of your father Abraham.
Amen.
I made your father rich. Your father
Amen.
Abraham, he was not poor. I made him rich.
That's right.
He said, live there. You live there. I told you, live there.
Amen.
And the Bible says, Isaac dwelt in the land. And the Bible says he went forward. Look at this verse. Yes, and it says, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Right? No, go down a little bit. It says, and in that same year, Isaac sowed in that land. Right? Verse what? Bring that verse. Come on, let me just. Genesis chapter 26. Hey, open. Come on. Right? Genesis 26. Right? And wow. Right. Verse 12. Have you found it?
Yeah.
Right? It says, and Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. But I like verse 13. Look at verse 13. Verse 13 says, and the man waxed great and went forward.
Amen.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
The man waxed great and did what?
Went forward
and grew until he became very great.
Hallelujah.
You're going to become very great. Even in the most expensive city, you're going to become very great.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. You will no longer be scared of gas prices.
Amen.
And the price of food. And the price of bread. Rent. No. God is going to bless you.
Amen.
You know, I feel that you need a power to live in California.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need a power. You need some supernatural assistance.
Right.
Do you understand? Have you ever driven a car without power steering?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of effort. And it's really tight. You know, even when someone asks for a ride, you get upset. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when they say, let's go into the city, you're upset already. Yeah, because the turning and all that. But when you're driving something that is power assisted, you know, power, it's smooth, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's where your life is headed.
Amen.
That God gives you power, power, power. There's a supernatural power that makes it possible to live in difficult places, difficult circumstances.
Amen.
And you overcome and you thrive and you flourish where everybody else is going down.
Right.
I mean, look at it. It says the man works great and he went forward because God had blessed him.
Amen.
God told him, you live there. When you read the story, you see he starts to make some investments. He builds wells and so on, and people take them away from him.
Yeah.
And he just builds the next one, and they take it, and he builds the next one. Why don't they just build their own wells? The thing is, they are not blessed.
Because
they didn't understand what was the magic. When Isaac touches anything, it seems to work. He's able to find water where no one, there was famine in the land, there was a drought, there was no water in the place. But Isaac just comes and he digs and he finds water. So the people were just following him. When Isaac would dig, then they would seize it. They would find some laws or something like that in the land, and they say he's trespassing or he's bought government land or something, and then they would hijack it from him. But Isaac would just move on to the next place and he would dig. Because when God has blessed you, his hand is upon you.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? But the thing is that God does not want you to forget.
Amen.
God does not want you to forget. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not forget that it is the Lord. Do not forget that it is he who gives you power. If you have anything, it is God who has given you power.
Amen.
Many people don't have anything.
Yeah.
There are many people, even honorable looking people, who don't have anything.
Mm.
They don't have anything. Mm. Sometimes you see people standing by the street corners and, you know, at the stoplights and so on. You see some of the people, I mean, they look honorable.
Yeah.
Like a man I saw yesterday, I mean, he looked like a regular person. Looked like any of us. And he was standing there with a sign, begging.
Wow.
I'm quite sure he doesn't have anything.
Wow.
People who have something don't stand there doing that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people work very hard and get very little. So when God has blessed you with something, do you understand?
Yeah.
When God has blessed you with something, you should watch out for that attitude. You see, watch out for that attitude. That attitude says, I got this myself. Do you understand? And this is not something you announce. He says, this is what's going on in your heart. That's how your heart is working. You get it? You are thinking that someone is trying to take advantage of you. Do you understand? You're thinking that someone is trying to sort of trick you to give something that you have worked so hard to earn. And that's what God is saying, that this is something that happens to people very easily. That his contribution to your having something is very quickly forgotten. And rather what becomes prominent is your own effort. And you start to celebrate yourself and you start to say that it's my own power and it's my own might, my own effort. That's why you feel cheated. You feel cheated because you feel it's your effort. Because you feel it's your hard work. You have done something and someone is just taking advantage of you. That's why you feel cheated. That's why you say it's my money, it's my might. God said, look, you must beware. Look, God wants to multiply and he will multiply.
Amen.
God will multiply you.
Amen.
Yes, God is going to multiply you.
Amen.
If you don't have that faith, I pray for you. I feel sorry for you if you're not expecting God to multiply you. If you have already given up, it's too early in life to give up. It's like you've struggled for so long that you have accepted that for you, struggling is your destiny. God is bringing you into multiplication.
Amen.
Yes, you will give to people. I tell you, you're going to give to people. You'll be able to bless people. You'll be able to make a difference in people's lives. You will bless people, I tell you. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. Then he says, you must beware, beware. Tell somebody, beware.
Beware.
Yeah. You must beware. It means you must take your steps carefully. Take your steps carefully. Be careful. Beware that you don't say in your heart that my own power and my own might has gotten me this wealth. Then it says, but you must remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. That it is he that giveth thee what?
Power.
To get what?
Wealth.
To get wealth. It is he that giveth thee what?
Power
to get wealth, that he might establish his covenant. Hallelujah. Tell somebody improvement is coming. Tell somebody, I feel like things are going to change for me. I feel like a change is coming. Things are getting better. Tell somebody, things are getting better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to bless you.
Amen.
I said God is going to bless you.
Amen.
God is going to make you do well.
Amen.
God will make you flourish.
Amen.
God will make you advance.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this verse right here. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. The Bible says, and Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Everybody say, it is the Lord. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Can you see that?
Yeah.
It is the Lord that did what? What God did for Moses is going to do for you.
Amen.
I said, what God did for Moses, God will do for you.
Amen.
It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. And that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. It is the Lord.
Amen.
It is the Lord.
Amen.
I said, it is the Lord.
Amen.
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 It is the Lord that advanced Moses.
Amen.
Wow. One day that will be your testimony.
Amen.
They will say, it is the Lord that advanced Felix.
Amen.
It is the Lord. Because people will be looking at your progress. And they'll be looking at how things have changed. And they'll be looking to attribute it to something. And some people are going to find all sorts of explanations for it. But it will be said about you, it is the Lord.
Amen.
It is the Lord. It is the Lord that advanced the guy.
Amen.
It is the Lord who blessed the guy.
Amen.
It is the Lord who helped her.
Amen.
It is the Lord who advanced Mary.
Amen.
It is the Lord. It is the Lord.
Amen.
You should expect it.
Amen.
Eunice, you should expect the Lord to advance you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to advance you.
Amen.
Expect it.
Amen.
You either believe it or then you are condemned to what you can do. And as you can see, you have been doing for a while to get it. It's like you are not new to you. You shouldn't be too impressed with yourself. Because you've been doing for a while. Introduce something new in your life.
Amen.
Embrace the Lord and his contribution to your life. Pastor Paul, God will advance you.
Amen.
You must believe it.
Amen.
It is the Lord.
Amen.
God will advance you.
Amen.
He says God advanced Moses and Aaron. And he brought the fathers out of the land of Egypt. Egypt is bondage. It is the Lord who brings people out of bondage. God is bringing people out of tightness today. I said, God is bringing people out of a tight and difficult place. Every place that has held you captive, God is setting you free from that place. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you will no longer be poor. You will no longer be struggling. God is sending relief. I said, relief is coming your way. Supernatural relief is coming your way. It's coming your way. You see, you watch how the National Guard seems to descend upon people in difficulty. They are like human angels that arrive in a place just to lift people out of the floods, out of overwhelming circumstances. And when they come, they don't ask anybody, what is your salary? They don't ask anybody, what do you earn? They don't ask. They just see people and they have arrived with help. They have arrived with help from a superpower that says, I'm coming here. I'm coming to take you out. When you see such things, you should receive instruction. If the government knows how to go to the aid of its people to lift them out of crisis and to help them in an emergency, then you should know that God knows how to deliver his people. Amen. God knows how to visit his people. Amen. In time of crisis. Amen. God knows how to send angels. Amen. Into your life to lift you out of your crisis. Amen. And to help you, to give you help. Amen. Without asking so many questions. Hallelujah. I feel like help is coming to someone today. Yeah. I feel like help is coming to someone today. God is bringing help. God is bringing help. God will help you. I said, God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. Expect miracles and angels. Hallelujah. Yeah. Expect it. God is going to do it for you. Amen. This week, amen. Expect miracles. I said this week, expect a miracle. Amen. Yes, expect it. God is going to give it to you. Amen. It is the Lord. Amen. Just make him that one promise that your heart will not be lifted up. Amen. That you will not speak proudly. Amen. You will not speak arrogantly. You will not forget it when your gold and your silver and all that you have is multiplied. You know, I love all that you have is multiplied. Amen. I love it. I love that part. All that you have is multiplied. Right? God is going to bless you. Then you must be careful. Be careful. Tell your neighbor, listen, I sense you have to be careful with this thing. Yeah. Tell them you have to be very... In fact, why don't you preach to your neighbor for like 30 seconds? Just preach a sermon to them. Talk to them about this subject. Watch out. Are they receiving the message? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 10. So let me just read that verse with you before we close. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 10. The Bible says, say to the righteous that it shall be well with him. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say ye to who?
The righteous.
Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No, we started with that verse that said, God is not unrighteous to forget. Because righteous people don't forget.
Amen.
And as you join the ranks of the righteous, the Bible says it shall be well with you.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
It shall be well with your tuition. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your rent. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your accommodation. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your transportation. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your finances. Hallelujah. Go home and assemble those bills and put them on the table and pat each one of them and say, it shall be well with you. Tell each one of them, power is hitting you today. You will be taken care of. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. This is the message of the Lord to you today. God is speaking to you today. And God is assuring you that he has not abandoned you. And it shall be well with you. Stand to your feet, everybody, and just begin to thank God and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I receive advancement. I receive advancement. He said, it is the Lord who advanced Moses. It is the Lord who brought progress into Moses' life. It is God who advanced Moses and Aaron. It is God who caused them to move forward. It is God who made Isaac move forward. Isaac moved forward. He went forward and became very great. Went forward and became very great. And you will also go forward. You will not be stuck in one place. You will not be stuck in one place. You will not be stuck in one place. While you watch your friends and your colleagues and your classmates fly past you, you will not be stuck. That will not be your story anymore. You're going to advance. God will cause you to move forward. God will cause you to move forward. God will cause you to advance. Things will change in your favor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give him thanks, everybody. Come on, pray and begin to thank him and thank him for progress. Thank him for advancement in your life. Thank him for what he will do in your life. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makabalaba borosha tarabalaba. Bikolo monomo shandari alaba parama shakabarababa. Bikolo nerebelebe kenerebelebe shandari alababa. Ikalalo shandari alama sandari alaba barababa. Ikanamalaba barabalaba shandari alaba kandaria. Oh yes, Lord, Mashaka Balabalaba Imolo Sekebelebela Balamashandia. O Koro Shatara Balabala Balaba Balabala Baba Imolo Sekebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebe Kataria Emalo Setelebe Kamalaba Paru Sandaria Lava Paru Shandia Balabala 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 Balabashandaria Lava. Ikolo shenderi ala babo ala baba. Ikolo sendere Ikolo mushandari ala basatara ala baba ya. Ikolo musheke berebelebe shenderi ala baba ya. Thank you, Lord. Masandari ala bashenderi ala bakandaria. Thank him for jobs. Thank him for jobs. Thank him for new opportunities. Thank him for new doors. New opportunities. New doors. New people in your life. You meet some new people. Thank him for some new people, some new opportunities, and new doors that God is going to open into your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makaboro setelebelebe kandaniha. New breakthroughs, new breakthroughs, promotion and favor, promotion and favor from God and from above in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, thank you. Your word is true, Lord. Your word is true, Lord. Your word is true. And it shall be unto us according as you have spoken. According as you have spoken, so shall it be unto your people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Establishment. Advancement. Multiplication. Forward movement. And remembrance. 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 That we will not forget. We will not forget. We will not forget. We will not forget how you brought us out of difficult places. How you brought us out of tight corners. How you brought us out of difficult circumstances. How you brought us out of difficult days. How you brought us out of the house of bondage. That we will not be housed in bondage anymore. Because your hand is stretched out upon us. Because we are your people. That you will bring water even out of a hard place. Out of rocks, you will bring water, Lord. To quench our thirst. And to calm your people down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. For giving us grace to overcome California, to overcome Los Angeles. Thank you for giving us what it takes to live here. Thank you for blessing us in the land. Thank you for blessing us in the land. Thank you for blessing your people with good places to live, goodly houses, good places, good accommodation. Accommodation that they will not have problems paying for. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Goodly houses. Jobs. Our flocks and herds are multiplying. Because God's blessing is upon us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. As we close the service today, maybe you're here and you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, or you're watching us on the internet and you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to join us from where you are to pray this prayer and to say, Jesus, I need you. Come into my heart. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to serve you, Lord. I want you to be Lord over my life. If that is your prayer here today, I want you to lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Is there anybody here like that today? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Or you want to give your life to Jesus? Is there anybody here like that today? Right. Now, if you're not here and maybe you're on the internet and watching with us, I want you to join us as we all say this prayer together. Everybody join us as we say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. I believe with my heart that you are Lord. I confess with my mouth, Lord, that God raised you from the dead. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I need you in my life. Let your blood wash me. Let your blood cleanse me. Oh, Jesus. Let your blood cleanse me. Let your blood wash me and make me a child of God. I want to live for you. I need to live for you. I cannot make it here without you. I need you, Jesus. Say, devil, you are not my master. I will not serve you. This life does not belong to you. Say, devil, this life does not belong to you. My life belongs to God. My life is for Jesus. I will live for Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Hallelujah. Want us to come to the Lord's table? Thank you, Jesus.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. And drink, this is my blood, which was poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. It will sustain you, it will heal you, it will give you life. This cup of blessing that we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. And this bread which we break, the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal that came down from heaven. It will sustain you, it will heal you, it will give you life. Oh, when I see the blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just be praying. Pray in the Holy Ghost as we get ready to partake of this life-giving bread.
And this bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal that came down from heaven. Yes, it will sustain you, it will heal you, it will give you life. When I see the blood,
where Jesus describes himself as the bread of life. Before he starts telling them about being the bread of life, he had worked a miracle of providing bread for the people. And he was trying to tell them that meeting their needs was not a problem. But he was encouraging them rather to reach out and have the bread, which if they ate, they would never be hungry again. That's when Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Today I want you to think of God as one who will provide your bread. God will provide your bread. God will put food on your table. He is the bread of life. The bread that you need. Once you have him, all your bread needs are met. Your need for anything material is met. In the name of Jesus. We're talking about the bread of life. The bread that comes from above. And the cup of blessing. Today I'm praying that God will supply every need in your life. Every need in your life that relates to your finances. Those who have bills to pay. Those who have rent to pay. Those who don't have food. Those who don't have cars. I want you to see that today is a day when the bread of life is coming to satisfy you. The bread of life is coming to satisfy you. Will meet every need. Will close every gap. Will fill every hole in your life. In the name of Jesus. Bread of life. The bread of life. Lord, we thank you for the bread. The supernatural meal that keeps giving and giving and giving. The supernatural meal that provides strength, that sustains people. The supernatural meal that makes not enough to become more than enough. The supernatural meal. We pray, Lord, that you will bless it and transform it in the name of Jesus. Let your power hit this little cup and let everyone who partakes of it receive within themselves the supernatural power that satisfies them forever in the name of Jesus. Let every hunger be satisfied. Let every lack be satisfied. Let every hunger be satisfied, oh God. Let every vacuum in our lives be filled in the name of Jesus. And let every thirst be quenched. Let every craving for anything, oh God, that your people need. Things that pertain to life. Things that pertain to life. Even those who are not looking for anything extraordinary. Just basic things that pertain to life. And godliness. I pray, Lord, that today. The encounter with the body and the blood of Jesus. Will be an encounter with provision, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Divine provision. Supernatural provision. Supernatural intervention. The angels will be released into our lives to bring to us what our lives are missing in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you for the bread. Take out the bread with me. Jesus took bread and gave thanks, and then he broke it and he shared it. And that bread became more than enough for 5,000 people. It met their needs. It fed them. And today, as you eat this, connect to it by faith, because I declare that you are being fed in the name of Jesus. Supernatural feeding is taking place. God is going to feed you and God will look after you in Jesus' name. Say with me, the body of Jesus Christ. And you may eat the bread. And I want you to take the cup. Take the cup with me and say, the blood of Jesus Christ the blood of Jesus Christ, and you may drink. Now lift up your hands and begin to thank him. Just thank him. Everybody just thank God and say, Lord, I'm grateful for this encounter. I'm grateful for the supernatural encounter with your power, with your blessing. I am blessed. My life is blessed. My family is blessed. Everyone connected to me is blessed. Begin to declare these things upon yourself. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your blessing of provision in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We pray, O God, for grace not to forget. When you have met our needs, when you've multiplied everything we have, when we have more than enough of everything, when we have more than we need of everything, we promise not to forget. We will not forget. We will not forget. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Pray.